Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with J.M. DeBoard, author of Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams, and we'll be talking about how you can remember and interpret your dreams, and JM will share some dream interpretations, maybe even one about a dream that I had last night. But first, as we always do on Tuesdays, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today, what I'd like us to focus on is sending our love and healing energy to anyone who is really struggling with this time of year, with the holidays. For a lot of people, it can be a time of feeling very lonely, feeling left out, feeling like, their dreams are not coming true. And so today, I want to send those people our love and healing energy. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. And open your heart to those people. Take another deep breath in and release that. And thank you. So I've been having an ongoing situation with my 17-year-old son, which I think I've mentioned a few weeks ago. And it's giving me lots of opportunity to practice learning to respond to something authentically rather than reacting, which is an unconscious response, or trying to figure out how he's going to respond, overanalyzing to figure out how he'll respond before I say something, which really is manipulation. And so during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to talk more about those three ways that we can respond to a situation of either reacting, manipulating, or authentically. So stay tuned for that later in the show. And I'm just going to jump right in to introducing our guest today because we have lots of great stuff to talk about. J.M. DeBoard began studying and interpreting dreams 2 decades ago, and now one of his personal dreams comes true with the publication of his book, Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams, a groundbreaking book that makes dreams understandable for everyone and shows how they can be used for your benefit. DeBord's publishing career began 25 years ago. He's worked in newspaper, radio, and television journalism and is the author of a novel, Something Coming, a New Age Thriller. He currently lives in Tucson, Arizona, and interprets dreams as a moderator at Reddit Dreams, where he is known as Rad Owl. Let's welcome J.M. DeBord to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, J.M.
Thank you, Laura. Hi. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here. People who have listened to the show for a while know that I really, you know, I believe that there's value in our dreams and that I'm someone who is a, I don't know what the right word is. I have dreams all the time that I really pay attention to.
And the perfect
so I'm really
example,
excited
huh? yeah.
to share it. Yeah. So I'm really excited to share it. And I think maybe a good place to start is talking about, why do we care about our dreams? I mean, obviously, I've come to believe there's value in it, but I would love for you to share why is it important for us to pay attention to our dreams?
Well, I think that's one of the basic motivations that you need to be able to remember your dreams and devote the time to them and energy to them to really understand them and gain the benefits from them. There are many benefits. I mean, they can talk very directly about things that are going on in your life, decisions that you're making. They can point to potentials within you. They can help you work through problems or issues. They can help you to answer questions. They give you a perspective of your life that's from this larger picture, and it really helps to be able to see yourself that way, because in that way your dreams become a sort of magic mirror that you can look in and see what's really going on in yourself and in your life.
Well, that's interesting. I like that concept of like this magic mirror that kind of reflects things, but not in a direct way,
way. I borrowed that from Elsie Sechrist, who is a student of Edgar Cayce, and Edgar Cayce, as well as a psychic, was one heck of a dream interpreter. And so, yes, they have a book called Dreams, Your Magic Mirror. So to be completely honest, I borrowed the analogy from her.
Oh, well, you know, wherever it came from, I think it's a great one. I really like it. You know, and one of the things that I think it would also be helpful for us to understand is what, from your perspective, where do dreams come from? Because different people have different opinions about what dreams are. And I'd love for you to share kind of what, you know, what's the laundry list of what people say dreams come from, and what do you believe?
Well, there really is a laundry list. I mean, you can look at it from a biological perspective that dreams are the result of biochemical processes that are going on in your brain as you sleep. You can look at it from a more physiological perspective that it's kind of visualizations of processes that are going on in your body and in your mind, maybe not necessarily biochemical ones, but more like renewal processes, sort of tuning up the machine while you're asleep. And your memory sort of sorts through things and decides what it wants to keep and what it needs to let go of or put into long-term storage. And then you get into more of the meaningful side of dreams, where you come at it from, say, like a Carl Jung or Sigmund Freud, who, you know, first sort of brought it to the attention of the masses that dreams have the meaning, and it can be very deeply personal meaning, and it can be sometimes transformative and life-changing meaning. So really, dreams work on all those levels, because not all dreams have meaning. Some of them are simply hashing through memory. Some of them are visualizations of processes that are going on in the body as you sleep. And you tend to get to the more meaningful dreams as you get deeper into sleep and you've had more full sleep cycles. Then your REM states last longer and your dreams produce more meaning. They sort of work through the surface stuff first, get that out of the way. And if you sleep long enough and deeply enough, then your dreams will get to the meaningful stuff.
And so where does the meaningful stuff come from? I mean, I think this is probably open to debate, but I know that it's, you know, some people say it's your subconscious mind. Some people feel that it's your higher self or intuitive information. I think some people believe that there are, there can be like precognition in dreams.
Yeah. So really,
so I'll let
I would,
you go ahead.
I would say all of the above. The ultimate source for dreams is the unconscious side of the mind. The conscious and unconscious sides come together to form a whole. If you look at it from the way that Carl Jung and others have taught this or painted this picture of what is the complete person, and the unconscious side of the mind is most readily accessible when you're asleep and your senses are turned off. The unconscious taps into your imagination and it produces these stories based off of personal details about your recent life. It can relate to things that are go deep into the past, but there's always something in the present that triggers it. So yeah, the unconscious mind is what produces the dreams, and the imagination is sort of the vehicle for delivering them to you.
And say just a little bit about the difference between unconscious mind and subconscious.
Well, I think of the subconscious as the middle zone. It is where information passes back and forth between the conscious side and the unconscious side. There's a the subconscious then is it becomes sort of like the on-deck circle in baseball. There's the batter who comes out of the dugout and he's waiting to take his turn at the plate. And so that is, in a way, an analogy that describes the subconscious, because it's that middle zone in between the two where information passes back and forth.
So what is its role in dreams?
Well,
or is
I think,
there one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The subconscious is it bears information. It's sort of it's sort of the Apollo, you know. It brings
the messenger.
That information. Yeah.
Got it.
It coming over from the unconscious side of the mind and delivering this message to you. But the unconscious can't speak directly in words. I mean, it can, but it prefers to use a more basic language, which is through communicating through images and ideas and non-verbally. I compare it to a game of charades. You get these sort of non-verbal clues in this story that's told to you, and it's told to you through symbolism. And your subconscious is what sort of translates that information. The unconscious starts off with very sort of base information, and then it's translated through the subconscious into symbolism that you can understand. Because I think because the subconscious is closer to consciousness and can understand you in a way so that these ideas get communicated effectively to you. Because the bottom line is the unconscious wants to communicate to you.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Well, it's time for us to take our first break. And when we come back, I'd like for us to talk a little bit about the book itself and how people can use that in their own lives. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is J.M. DeBord, author of Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. And before we continue talking about dreams, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find J.M. and his book. So, J.M., can you give that information for listeners?
Yeah, sure. Go to dreams1-2-3.com. That's the main website for the book, and you'll see a big copy of the cover over on the right. And if you click on that cover, it'll reveal links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I've been told that there have been copies shipped out to bookstores across the country. And so I don't know exactly where those locations are, but I bet if you drop by your local bookstore that you'll be able to find it.
Great. And also, you now, I don't know about on that website, but on the Reddit website, you do dream interpretation.
Yeah. And there's a forwarder. It's redditdreams.com. And that'll take you to the page where we have all the dreams collected. It's a community of almost 10,000 people who share their dreams. You know, it's not all those 10,000 people are constantly active, but, right. You know, it's a community. And we share our dreams. We interpret them. We post links about dreams. And we run across interesting blog posts or articles. You know, we go into sleep science. We go into the interpretation side of it. And so it's a collection of knowledge and of people there who are all there because we have a common interest in dreams.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it would be really interesting. There'd be lots of not only information, but it's interesting to see other people's dreams and what the interpretations are.
Oh, yeah. And that is really where I cut my teeth as an interpreter. You know, I had studied dreams for a number of years. I had studied some of the great scientists and other interpreters who've, you know, bent their minds towards trying to understand dreams. And I before I wrote the book, I joined Reddit Dreams, and I found that I was able to explain dreams in a way, take all of that knowledge that I'd learned and filter it down and communicate it in the most easy to understand way possible. You know, the Reddit tends to be kind of a younger community. There's people of all ages there, but I realized that I'm writing, you know, to an audience that, you know, maybe is not even in college yet, you know?
And oh, yeah.
So I had to learn how to really break down dreams in a way to make them as understandable as possible. And finding my success there and a lot of the great feedback that I got from people that I was able to explain their dreams for them a way they could understand, it's what really encouraged me to write the book, because I realized that I had something that was kind of rare and that people needed to know this, you know, that there's a lot of great books about dreams out there, but a lot of them, they sort of throw you right into the deep end, you know, and I wanted to start at the beginning and really show people step by step how to understand their dreams as stories about their lives, and then how to interpret the dreams, and not only that, use the information for some kind of benefit.
Well, and I think that that's a great segue into talking about not just the book, but the content of the book, of how do we do that. So you basically have three steps to it. It's learning how to remember your dreams, then learning how to interpret them, and then what you call living your dreams. And so let's just start with, if someone has trouble remembering their dreams, what kinds of advice would you give them for them to get better at that?
Well, the first thing is that you're not always going to remember your dreams well. There are some people who seem to have incredible recall, and it doesn't matter what's going on in their lives. They always remember several dreams in a night. But what I find is more common is that you might get several in a week that you really can pull details from and be able to, you know, analyze it and hash out the meaning and learn something from it. And there are a lot of people who don't remember any dreams, and I give a lot of tips in the book, but really what it breaks down to, or what it comes down to, is that you need the time to do it, to be able to wake up in the morning and spend the first several minutes just keeping your mind clear and thinking about your dreams and asking yourself what it is that you dreamed. And even if you draw a blank slate, you keep your mind clear, you take a few deep breaths, you stay still, don't get up from the bed, stay still, and just have a notebook and pen nearby or something to record with, so that when the dream memories come, that you can just start, you know, putting it out there on the paper. Now, for some people, even if they have time, they're not going to remember their dreams, and or they're going to need a little bit extra help. And I think that it really what it comes down to is desire. When you know that your dreams have this meaning for you, that they're delivering these messages to you every night that can affect your mental and physical health, that can open up your life in new ways, that can help you really understand what's going on underneath the surface, well, then you're the desire to remember your dreams. You want, it's something you want to do. You know, it's like waking up and kissing your lover, you know, you want to do it. So now I do give other tips in the book, and you know, I don't want to go in too far into that. I want to encourage people to go over to the book and take a look at it if they want. And plus at Reddit Dreams, there's a section that I give where if you just type in remember your dreams in the search box, you'll find something that I posted, which is, you know, takes you through the whole process step by step.
Well, and you know, and the one thing I would like to add is that for me personally, it's I usually wake up at least once or twice in the middle of the night and to go to the bathroom. You get to be a certain age, and that happens.
Yeah.
But that's usually the time that it's like when I first wake up. Then, and so I need to either write it down then instead of waiting until morning, or record it. And it's like I have my cell phone by my bed that has a voice recorder on it.
Yeah,
and so I don't do the full detail, but just enough to help me remember it.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
right. That's, you could just write down the major details and it'll jog your memory in the morning for the rest of the dream. And you can write it out in full detail when you're awake. You know, people used to sleep in 2 4-hour segments before modern lighting, you know, before we could flip a switch and, you know, light up our houses at night. We used to go to bed soon after the sun went down, and you would sleep in 2 4-hour segments, and people often were awake for an hour or two in between. And a very popular activity was remembering dreams, writing about them in a diary.
Oh, interesting.
You know, there's a lot of references to dreams in the Bible and people in other holy books, and people took that kind of seriously as part of their spiritual practice, that, you know, they would wake up and they'd remember a dream, and they considered it a message from God. So, you know, talk about motivation to remember it and write it down.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, and analyze it and try to figure out what it is that the dream is telling you. So yeah, waking up in the middle of the night after about 4 hours is a good way of being able to get, you know, to remember those dreams that otherwise will get kind of buried as you sleep longer. You know, we didn't start sleeping in these long segments of 7 or 8 hours until relatively recently in our species development. So it's really quite a new thing for us if you look at it evolutionary.
Right. Well, and I think just hearing that, it's almost like it gives me permission to have this weird sleep pattern where I could get up in the middle of the night and write down my dreams and then go back to sleep for a few more hours.
Yeah, and I would recommend it for anyone out there who doesn't remember their dreams. Then before you go to bed tonight, say to yourself several times, I will remember my dreams. I want to remember my dreams. And then set an alarm for 4 hours and wake up middle of the night, have your pen and paper or, you know, cell phone to record your voice or whatever, have it nearby and just see what happens. Because I bet if you don't remember your dreams and you try this with the suggestion of this implanted in your mind, I bet you'll have a dream tonight to remember.
Yeah, I think setting intention is huge, that makes a big difference. I actually will ask for dreams sometimes if I have something that I need help with. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't go into it too much in my book, but that is a technique that's used to sort of incubate your dreams and to send them in the directions where you want them to. Although you have to remember that dreams aren't something to be wrestled with. It's more like making a suggestion to a friend, and that friend might not always agree with that suggestion. And if they don't, then don't take it personally. You know, dreams kind of have their own agenda, and they have things that they want to communicate to you. So, but yeah, that is a great technique. You can write down the question on a piece of paper and put it underneath your pillow. There's a lot of different techniques for that. And an author named Anne Faraday wrote two great books about this subject. One is called The Dream Game, and the other is called Dream Power. Now, these are 40 years old now, so most people don't know about them, but they're still available at Amazon. They were bestsellers at the time. And if anyone's interested in that side of dreams, like how to incubate them and to use your dreams as a sort of oracle to bounce ideas off of and get inspirations from, then I would suggest reading those books.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. I think I'll probably look at them because I really do love dreams so much. Well, we've only got a couple minutes till the next break, so let's quickly talk about interpret and live, because we talked about remember for so long. But sure. In the book, The Interpret, you've got some of the basic categories, but you talk about that, and I have heard this before, that it's really very personal, that, you know, it's what interpretation resonates for me that is really the correct interpretation, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's really hard to write a sort of dream dictionary, because all you can do is make suggestions about what the symbolism could mean. And relating it back to yourself is really the art of interpretation, because there, in all the aspects of a dream are details that are made up from your life. It's you represented in this dream image that's painted for you by your unconscious mind. So getting into that, you know, I give a lot of suggestions for how to make those connections with you, the details of your dreams, and how to understand them as stories. Because when you understand them as stories, you can break them down and analyze them like stories. You know, stories, they have settings, they have characters, they have symbolism. And in your dream stories, you can break down the dream, understand them in their little, in the pieces, and then you build it all back up again using your personal associations with the content of the dreams. So yeah, I think that's why my book is different than many that are on the market, is because I really focus on that step of how to relate those personal, the details in your dream to things about yourself and about your life.
Right, exactly. And we are coming up on time for another break. So when we come back, we'll talk about the third step, as well as we will do a real brief interpretation of the dream that I had last night. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is J.M. DeBord, author of Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. And right before the break, we talked about the first two pieces, the remember and the interpret. So let's talk a little bit, J.M., about the piece that's Live Your Dreams.
Yeah, you know, live your dreams and make your dreams come true are pieces of advice that you hear very commonly, but they're often referred to ambitions and goals instead of actually, you know, your dreams. You know?
Right,
if
right.
You want to know if people, you know, I mean, if you take that literally and somebody says, hey, live your dreams, you know, well, what does that really mean? And in my book, I show that it really what it means is that your dreams can show you how to have the most fulfilling and satisfying life possible. And if you follow your dreams and if you take their advice and if you pay attention to them and give them some energy, then you will create a very positive feedback loop for yourself because your dreams will take that energy and give it right back to you in many, you know, forms that will really bless your life. So I think that when you live your dreams that you're honoring the dream, you know, you're spending this time to remember them and to interpret and understand them. Now you need to gain some benefit from it. You need to give that information some legs and make it go somewhere in your life. So I think that the live your dream step is really important. And part of it is just knowing that you need to pay attention to your dreams and understand them. And then you use that information, you know, such as what we're going to talk about with your dream here in a minute. There's
right.
definitely a message there for you that you can take and move forward with. And there's also ways that you can remind yourself of the powerful imagery in your dreams. I go through some ways of you can take that symbolism and make it part of your environment. You can make it part of yourself. You know, like if you dream about a tiger and you feel like there's a kind of a tiger in you that is needing to get out or find expression in your life. Well, you know, buy yourself a pendant of like a tiger's eye or something like that, or, you know, a beautiful, you know, t-shirt or picture you can put on your wall or something to remind yourself that this is that it brings that dream, that imagery that benefits you, and it makes it part of your environment. You bring it into your daily life, and in that sense, you really live your dreams.
Well, and what I'm relating that to as well is, you know, lots of people do visioning for what they want to create in their life, and they might create vision boards, and it's just like another aspect of that.
Oh, yeah, and dreams can provide great material for something to meditate on or an image to sort of to put in your mind and focus your intention on. Your dreams provide terrific imagery for that, and I highly recommend that anybody who's into active imagination or creative visual to use your dreams as sort of a repository of easy images that you can draw up and use for yourself.
Yeah, I like that idea because I haven't done anything like that, but I think that that really is another great way to, you know, really get value out of what your unconscious is telling you. So you may as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in chapter three, that's where I go into some details about that. And I also point people in the direction. There's been entire books that have been written on the subject. I just wanted to give enough information to let people know that these resources are out there, that they right. can wrap their mind around it. If they can wrap their mind around the way I explain it, then you can go on to the resources I point you towards to go further with it.
And I love that too, because I mean, nobody can put everything in a book, in one book, right?
Yeah, I tried. I tried. My editor lopped off about a good, 20% of it. It got left on the editing room floor. I had so much I wanted to put in there, but there are only so many pages. So, yeah.
Right, exactly. So do you want to jump into talking about this dream that I had?
Yeah. Why don't you set them up and then I'll talk
okay.
about.
Okay, and I'm only gonna tell the first half of it because okay. I think it's too long to do all of it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But so I was with a group of people that seemed like they were my relatives, but also I didn't really know them. And we were whitewashing the inside of a train. And at some point, we ended up back in a building that was like a cafe or a restaurant. And a waitress was taking our orders. And one of the women in the group got offended that the waitress didn't know what she wanted because she came here every day and always had the same thing. And then the group decided it was time to do whitewashing of the rooms in the building, which seems like it was a house at this point. And I objected and I said, I just finished whitewashing and I wasn't doing any more.
Okay, so this is a perfect example of how to take a dream and break it down into its parts and then put it back together to get an interpretation using your personal associations with the content of the dream. So you begin with that you're on a train, and you think of a train as symbolism for something that is interconnected or interrelated. And so you're whitewashing the inside of the train. So you and I talked about this, and we now mm-hmm. know that the train represents generations of your family, that there's been this information you found out about your father, and now you're thinking about how do I communicate this information to my son. So the second part of the dream that really sticks out is your surrogate family in this dream is a way of saying that it's not necessarily directly about your family, but it's an issue that's sort of indirectly related to it. So it's not describing so much an external situation, but it's talking about how you're processing it and you're making these decisions on what you decide the information to pass on to your son. And now you know that you have been sort of whitewashing the truth because you're inside this train, and that's the action that you're performing in the dream. And I think that the actions that you take or the other characters or that happen in the dream really show you what the symbolism is. So in this action of whitewashing, you have right there a word that's being shown to you, but it's another definition of it. It's not whitewashing literally,
right.
with a brush and with paint. What you're doing is you're sort of whitewashing the truth. And so your dream is showing you visually what it is that's going on, what the symbolism is. So then the other, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, yeah, I mean, that was the one thing that really struck me when I first woke up was, I mean, whitewashing. I realized right away that it really had this other connotation
yeah.
of, yeah, really making something look nice that isn't nice.
And I bet there's a lot of listeners right now who have light bulbs going on in their head, because once you understand that dreams speak this way, that they take definitions of words and they visualize it to you, then you can really start to understand these things that can appear really kind of absurd in your dreams or strange. But what it's actually doing is it's acting out the symbolism behind the meaning of the dream.
Right.
So the second part of it is your reaction in the dream is also really telling, because you go back inside and they tell you there's more whitewashing to be done. And you're like, no, I was just whitewashing. I'm not doing this anymore. And what I'm picturing is that you're kind of putting your foot down and you're deciding that it's time for the whitewashing to end. You know, symbolically, it's time to just come out with the truth and not be worried about how, that is going to impact your son. Not to not worry about it, but, it's kind of telling you that you don't need to do this anymore, and that your feelings are now getting to be very, behind this. You've had enough, I think.
Yeah, and that really was how it felt to me. And the way that it took place in the dream was, Yeah, I mean, it was like, no, I just did this. I've had enough. And it wasn't the moralistic piece that I interpret it to be now. It was more like, I'm just tired of doing this. But that really is the truth. I am tired of covering things up or acting like everything's okay when it's not.
Yeah, so, you know, your reaction in the dream right there connects with what the feeling is that's behind it. And you can often just look at how something made you feel in a dream and then go, well, what would make me feel similarly if it happened in my waking life? You know, realizing that dreams can exaggerate it, but you're kind of exasperated of this idea of continuing this whitewashing with this surrogate family.
Right, it's like, how long is this going to go on?
Yeah, yeah. So you start, then you can just take that without having to understand the rest of the dream. You can begin with that feeling and you can understand the rest of the dream if you can relate that feeling to how you feel when you're awake. So yeah, I think your dream is a great example. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So the only other thing was they had the waitress there who was, you know, a waitress, if you look at what the role of a person like that in a dream, you look at that character and you go, well, what is the waitress all about? Well, what do waitresses do? They deliver things to you in a place where you're making decisions and choices. Right now, you're making decisions and choices about what information to pass on to your son and how to present it, you know, how to react to the stuff going on in your family. And she's delivering something to you, which is kind of, in a way, she's making you aware of how you feel. You know, indirectly, she sparks the action where the lady says, hey, you should know what my order is already, and starts getting all huffy with her, you know. And so what's the waitress doing here is she's delivering information to you. She's saying, hey, look, you really feel strongly about this. And I suggest that you kind of take this information in and put it into your decision-making process. You're going to be happier if you do.
Right, exactly. Very good. Well, thank you so much for that.
Laura, my pleasure.
Flies by so fast with it. I'd love to talk more about it, but unfortunately, we don't have the time. But before we close out here, I really would love for you to just once again tell listeners where they can find the book, where they can find you, where they can find information about getting their own dreams interpreted.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's begin with Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/interpretdreams, that'll get you to my Facebook fan page. You can go to redditdreams.com, and I am known as Rat Owl there. That is my username, and I'm one of the moderators there. So I spend a couple hours a day going through the dreams there and offering interpretations and advice, answering questions. I'm at dreams1-2-3.com. That's for finding out more information about the book. And then if you want to know more about how I interpret dreams, you can go to dreams123.net, no dashes, and that's my blog. I have a lot of dreams there that people have asked me to help them interpret them, and then I take it and summarize it and put it up on my blog so people can get an idea of how I interpret dreams.
Wow, lots of great choices for getting more information. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
Oh, it was great. I really appreciate it. And I had a really great time with you. And I love how you're using your dreams for your life. I think you gave us a great example for your audience to learn from.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you doing the interpretation for me. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how you can use the three types of responses: reaction, manipulation, and an authentic response. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was J.M. DeBord, author of Dreams 123, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. And you can find out more at dreams123.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in life on Facebook, on the Laura Longley Show page. Every day I have tools and tips and quotes and lots of information that either comes from me or from other people that have great information to share. And on Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had some really great guests on our show over the course of the time that we've been doing it, and you can listen to the archives at any time at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can find that sign up in the right sidebar on the website. Well, at the top of the show, I was talking a little bit about the situation that I've been going through with my 17-year-old son is really highlighting for me the different ways that we respond to a situation or a statement or a comment or a question. And the three ways that we might respond, the first way is I call reacting. And this is unconscious and automatic. It's something we've been conditioned to do. And it happens so quick that it's not even a conscious thought of here's the response I'm going to make. It just comes out of our mouth and we're done with it. And it takes some work to derail an automatic reaction, but it is well worth it because your automatic reactions are never what you really want to say. They come from that conditioning, and it's not an authentic response, and it may not be appropriate at all to what's going on in the moment. It's just that it reminds you of something that's happened in the past, and therefore you respond in a certain way. The second way is to manipulate. And this is all about getting the reaction you want from the other person. And it might, I guess it is about getting the reaction you want. I also think of it as overanalyzing. And I have tended to do this a lot in my life where I'm fearful of how somebody's going to respond to something I say to them. And so I play out all these scenarios and try and figure out what I need to say in order for them to be okay with what I say. And this comes from a fear of being unlovable. It comes from that fear that we're going to be rejected, the other person's going to be mad at us. And so we have to to say it just right, or else there will be dire consequences. And then the third way that we can respond is authentically, which really is just saying what is true for us in that moment about that situation. And it's saying it not in a way that is blaming or judgmental of the other person or of ourselves, but that just speaks to what is true for me. And it might be as simple as saying, I feel really upset about this. Okay. So it's really just saying what is true for you in the moment. And it has nothing to do with how the other person might react, which is manipulating, or having an automatic response that isn't related to the reality of what's going on right now. And this has come up for me, or really been highlighted for me over the last month or so. I've mentioned before on this show that I've been having some struggles with my 17-year-old son, and we had a big fight over something that was totally ridiculous, which, you know, I think in families, it's very common that these big fights we have are not about the thing that we actually say it is about. And so since then, I have been working on trying to reconnect with him. And I realized that the fight was caused by reacting on both of our parts. Neither of us were really responding based on what the situation was, but it was based on all this built-up history of these kinds of interactions that we've had over the course of his lifetime. And so that's part of why we fight about ridiculous things, because it's not about the thing. It's about, it reminds us of something else that's really a bigger thing that we're scared about. I also realized that I was feeling somewhat paralyzed on how to deal with the situation after the fact, because I didn't want to make things worse by saying or doing the wrong thing. So this is the manipulating part. I was so focused on how is he going to react if I say this or do that? Or is he already thinks that I'm too controlling? Is it going to seem controlling if I say this thing or if I suggest that we do a certain thing to get back on track with each other? And I realized that in our relationship, there had not been a lot of authenticity, that throughout his life, I've only showed certain emotions to him, that he's never really seen me feeling hurt or feeling sad or feeling worried. And when I would feel those things, lots of times I might mask those with anger. So, you know, if he said or did something that made me feel hurt, I might get angry. Or if I was feeling worried, I might just suck it up to deal with the situation and never let him see how concerned I was about the situation. And I did this on the surface to protect him, because I didn't want him to feel hurt or sad or worried. But I also did it to protect myself, because showing those emotions makes us very vulnerable. And yes, it's certainly true that, you know, it's appropriate to shield young children from certain situations and certain realities. But I really did this to the extreme, where it did not serve him and it did not serve me. And separately, I also realized a while ago that I had been taking on his emotions as my own to spare him feeling the pain of a certain situation. And this mainly took place in his younger years, but still it was a habit I had developed. And it's not directly related to these three modes of response, but it certainly is not an authentic way of being. And so this has been a huge learning for me. And you know, it's like everything in our lives, right? These are not concepts that I was unfamiliar with, but really feeling them now and really getting them now. And so I wanted to share with you, looking at how are you responding in difficult situations or emotional situations. And so let's talk first of all about if you find that you are a reactor, so you're having these unconscious reactions that are just automatic. Here's what you need to do. Begin to notice when that reaction is showing up, and just notice it at first. Don't try to do it differently because it happens in a split second. And so it's the noticing that raises your awareness of it. And then when you get to a point where you notice it quickly, then you can begin to try and change it and start by taking a deep breath and don't say or do anything. Don't find another response. Just don't do anything. And if necessary, say something like, I need to think this over or I need a minute. And then when you're ready, come back with an authentic response. And if you're a manipulator or overanalyzer, notice when you're stuck in trying to figure out the other person's reaction in order to know what you need to say or do. And instead, ask yourself what would feel authentic or true for you, regardless of what their reaction may be, and then say or do that. Both of these situations might require you to take a deeper look at the fear that's creating the inauthentic communication and work on the source of those fears. Because I want to let you know that that's definitely been true for me. It's not like you can just go, oh, I see why I'm doing this and I'll change it, because we act in a certain way to protect ourselves for a reason. And so we need to look at how we can continue to protect ourselves and still change the behavior. Well, a couple of announcements. I just want to remind you, you can sign up for the biweekly newsletter. Is it biweekly now? Yeah. So I'm sending it every other week now. It just felt like it was too much to be sending it out every week. And you can sign up for that at the website, thelauralongleyshow.com. And I've also started posting to YouTube. I'm doing clips of the light bulb moment and our healing meditations every week to YouTube. So if you want to just get those pieces of the show, go to YouTube and you will find those. I want to thank my guest today, J.M. DeBoard, for sharing such great information on how to tune into our dreams and use them to create a dream life. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a really interesting time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And next Monday is the third Monday, so it's an all call-in show for tarot guidance and intuitive coaching. I hope you can join us live. Have a joyous week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.